This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
Welcome to Faith in Action. I'm Kit Blanford. In studio with me, Bridget Ayer.
Hello, good to be with you.
And Bridget, today we're talking about a group that helps out in probably one of the most crisis situations that people are deal with, and that is getting over grief. And that, as if that's something you could ever truly get over.
Correct. Well, we have in the studio actually two very joyful people, even though we're talking about kind of a somber topic. We have Ann Moore and Jim Bozzelli. They are grief share facilitators with the ministry called Grief Share. Welcome to Faith in Action, Ann and Jim.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So we'll start with you, Jim. What is Grief Share, and maybe give us a bit about its mission?
Grief Share is a formal study group designed to help individuals deal with loss of a loved one. The study materials are copyrights from the Church Initiative Incorporated, a North Carolina nonprofit corporation. The material is Christ-centered. It's a Christ-centered ministry designed to guide people through the loss of a loved one.
So, Ann and Jim, how did you both get connected with this ministry?
I don't know how much time you got, but actually, my connection was through the loss of my wife, Marcy. And for those people who are trying to understand grief, they may understand what I'm saying, but those who have not will have difficulty, because grief, if you've never experienced the loss of a loved one, is very profound and very difficult to overcome. I spent the first 5 months after the loss of Marcy trying to figure out what to do and thinking I could do it on my own. And after 5 months, I said, I can't stand this pain anymore. I need to do something. And by the grace of God, I got a call from a Grief Share group asking me to join them. And as my normal reaction when, and I'd had previous calls with that, but I thought, well, I can do this, number one. But number two, initially I thought, I can't talk to people about the death of my wife. How am I going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Which prevented me from getting help. But after 5 months of suffering through this, I said, I need help. And the call came, and I responded, and that was when I joined my first Grief Share group.
And Ann, what about you?
I knew Jim's daughter, and Jim used to come and join us sometimes at his daughter's house, and we would talk about grief, and he asked me if I would like to join Grief Share. At that time, I was 15 years away from grieving, and I said I did not think I could offer anything to the group, but after praying about it, I realized that maybe being 15 years out would show that there is light at the end of even a dark tunnel.
So, what exactly is grief? I mean, how do you describe it? Because it's a really big topic, I guess. And we're not talking about, Grief Share isn't really the loss of a job, though that could be a grief. There could be other grief situations, but we're talking specifically about the loss of perhaps a spouse, a child, a loved one in your life. What is grief? Who wants to take that one?
My definition of grief is grief never ends, but it changes. It's a passage, not a place to stay. Grief is not a sign of weakness nor a lack of faith. It's the price that you pay for love. And the deeper the love, the deeper the grief.
So where do you start if someone listening here has had a loved one die? What should they do first? And I know when is first, you know what I mean? Because getting out of bed might just be an accomplishment, if you want to call it that.
And Bridget, I think that that's probably not the right way to ask the question, only because when you find out what grief is, nobody experiences grief the same way.
Okay.
So if I were to tell somebody that this is what it is, it's not. It's a personal experience, and I suspect I've been very blessed because through my grief process, I've had support groups and people that I could talk to, and then there's those who people that do not have that. I don't know what to say to them, but a support group is very very beneficial for me. A group was, but that doesn't mean a person can't get support from a single person as opposed to a group. So they have to want to do that first. And I think initially I thought I was supposed to do it on my own, and I think that's a big mistake.
And I think people maybe they don't know what to do. So I guess in my question, and maybe it is kind of a strange question, you know, where do you start? What are maybe the common reactions to grief, I guess? And again, I'm going back to my original question. What do you do? You know, how do you move forward? Maybe that's a better, where do you begin? Because again, like you said, everything, it's different for everybody.
I always thought that you needed to be at least 3 months out to come to a grief share meeting, that you have some of the greatest tears maybe behind you, but you cannot handle the day-to-day experiences. But after doing this for 4 years, I realized that we have people who come 2 or 3 weeks out from their grief. And the videos and conversations with other people that have come to the group helps you move forward a little bit. And more importantly, I think it tells them that what they're going through in their grief life is not unusual. It's okay.
If you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Ann Moore and Jim Bozzelli. They are grief share facilitators in the grief recovery or grief support group called Grief Share. And if you want to look that up, you can go to www.griefshare.org and you can get plugged in that way. What kinds of maybe emotions do people experience?
Well, let me see if I can address that. Grief from the loss of a loved one takes on many different emotions. They include, but are not limited to, fear, doubt, loneliness, anxiety, stress, etc. These feelings exhaust your emotional battery, and your self-esteem and self-worth are under constant attack. A person's emotional compass no longer knows where to find true north. A person suffering the loss of a loved one can always contact the church pastor. If that's not a valid alternative, they can contact various support groups like GriefShare.
So what happens, I mean, there's so many emotions you have, and you can have them simultaneously too, which is even, you know, kind of, you know, you kind of get in a, you've got shock, you've got guilt. And in GriefShare, let's talk about what you do at the GriefShare meetings and to help people work through these. Let's say someone's listening, they're maybe at the point where they think, I would like to get help or talk to somebody about this. What happens at these grief share meetings that you facilitate? And they happen all over the Indianapolis metro area, so you can go in there and type in your zip code and get connected.
We need to say that this is just not a Catholic organization.
Correct.
That it is a non-denominational. And so if you do go to GriefShare, you can find information on almost any church.
So you could go to, right, the Lutheran version or...
Right, right.
Okay.
But the sessions are kind of broken up. It's 13 sessions.
Okay.
Sessions 1 through 5 is comfort. Sessions 6 through 9 is answers. And sessions 10 to 13 is hope. The object of Grief Share is to be operated, I think, a little bit like an emergency room. You can drop in at any time, at any session. You don't have to start at 1 or wait for 1 to start. You can come in at number 6, and you can drop out. The only thing that we ask that you really stay for three sessions so that you can find out if that's helping you or if that's where you need to be or that we can help you go someplace else for help.
Maybe another way to answer your question is it's just come in and find out because you don't know what to do, what to ask for, but when you come in there, it's structured to guide you through certain aspects, and it deals with all the different aspects of grief. So wherever you start, you don't know if that's the beginning or the end, or it doesn't make any difference as long as it's helpful. And then as you get comfortable with the group and the information and stuff, then you feel more like asking questions, because initially you may not want to say anything, which is okay. We ask to tell the people to come. You don't have to say anything. You just listen.
We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Ann Moore and Jim Bozzelli, Grief Share Facilitators, about this grief support ministry. We're going to talk more about the details of the program and what kind of a response it's having for people that are getting involved in this. Stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, with access to great Catholic resources, including podcasts of all our local programming, podcasts that have been downloaded from all 50 states and over 40 countries on 6 continents. Yes, we are Catholic Radio Indy, but thanks to your support, we're taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
It's foundation, and that foundation is the Word of Jesus Christ.
Catholic Radio Indy.
To help lift my spirit and brighten my mood.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. I'm here with co-host today, Kent Blanford, and we have Ann Moore with us and Jim Bozzelli. They are Grief Share Facilitators, which is a Grief Share is a grief support group. And we're going to talk about what happens when you come. Obviously, you want to come and find out, but give us a little bit, Jim, of the nuts and bolts. What can someone expect if they're considering doing this?
Each of the 13 Grief Share lessons has a 30 to 45 minute professional video explaining in detail each session topic.
And when you say that by professional video, you're talking about people like psychiatrists, psychologists, maybe who've actually had someone that they love lost someone that they love, or they're trained in this area.
Exactly. And they intersperse that with actual people who've lost a loved one, okay, and their experience. So they complement each other.
Okay, gotcha.
And we spend 20, 30 minutes discussing that topic. There's a workbook, and that workbook also has a weekly homework exercise supported with Christ-centered biblical quotes.
And something that Ann had mentioned about these topics is that each Grief Share meeting is self-contained, in that, and I think it, you can, if you miss one, I mean, it's, explain that, what that means, that it's self-contained.
If you...
kind of stand alone, maybe?
Yes, yes, and if you miss one and come the following week, there is not a continuation of what was happening in the video the week before, which, being self-contained, that just covers that topic, and you work on whatever that information is in that topic or session, and it, I think that's why I say it's like an emergency room. You can drop in and drop out and not miss anything. Most people that come will do a year, year and a half, or do the sessions twice, depending on where their grief is.
That makes a lot of sense. What would be stuck? One of the topics coming up, it looks like February 20th at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. I know this Grief Share is available in many different locations, but you two happen to serve at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and there's a topic called Stuck. on February 20th. What is that?
We had one person quite a few years ago that her mother, she was a caretaker, and she had to go on a vacation with a group of people from her church, and her mother died while she was overseas. And she got stuck that if I was there as a caretaker, I could have done it different. My mother would be alive today. And that record just went around and around in her head, and that stuck.
That makes sense. And so how do you help people kind of move past wherever they're stuck? Because we all get stuck in life. I mean, this is a specific type of stuck. Jim?
Well, I was going to say that the way that the video addresses it and what it says, you have to understand that we're here to go to the next life. And that when that calling comes, nobody knows what it is except God. And there's nothing we can do to control that. And so if we think that maybe if I would have been here and done that, it would have been different. If God wanted them, it's nothing that we could have done that have changed that. And I think it's that understanding helps the person let go of that, because everybody thinks, well, I could have done this and this would have happened, could have, would have, should have. That's not true. But you are stuck there and it's in your mind. And so through these sessions, we help get over that hump.
And I think the thing that I'm really glad you brought this up about, you know, our eternal home. And that's a big focus of Grief Share. You know, it really is biblical centered, biblically centered. And the goal, I'm sure, is to in some ways bring people into a closer relationship with God.
And you know, that's the whole thing about grief. Grief will allow that to happen. Grief will lead you that way if you allow it. But it depends upon your attitude, if you're open to it or not, and how each one of these different emotions affect you. And you probably relate to this and the audience too, that if you're angry with somebody, you're not very open to things. And that's a big challenge. How do you get open to this? I guess it's acceptance, basically. How do you accept the loss of this loved one? I can't let go of that. And that was one of my challenges early on. I could not get over the fact of losing Marcy. And I said, what am I? I can't live the rest of my life like this. This pain's too great. What am I going to do? And the group helped me.
And when you are stuck in guilt, I guess, and I know you actually have a topic a night called Guilt and Anger. There's complicating factors. These are two separate self-contained nights. Do you want to talk about either one of those? We talked a little bit about guilt. What about complicating factors? Is it, what would that be?
My grief road is not the way to go. I stayed in grief for a year and a half. My husband died suddenly, and 6 weeks later, my brother died. And you cannot grieve. I personally don't think you can grieve for two people at one time. And so I put grief on the shelf, and I was very, very angry with God. And I was also very angry at my husband for leaving me without saying goodbye. And that is not the way, because grief does not go away. We had one person come to our grief share that lost a brother at the age of 12. And he was now in his late 40s. And he always said that was his parents' grief, not his grief. And once he realized. So grief, 30 years later, you have to go through it one way or another.
And it's better to go through it with people, you know, that can kind of help you through that. What about life after you go through this? I mean, and how long does it take? I mean, I know we're in such a instant society, and nobody wants to go through grief, but you're going to go through it one way or another, right?
Can I give you a happy ending?
Sure, give me a happy ending, Jim. So you're a happy ending.
My grieving over the loss of Marcy started out as a process. Over time, it became a journey. It has now become an adventure. I've experienced considerable growth in my faith journey, resulting from the support from my family, friends, my church community, and the Grief Share program. And a lot of it has to do with being open and looking for God to help you. So if you're angry with God, you're not looking for Him. And I think that's one of the hang-ups. And a lot of people don't even know God.
Mm-hmm.
And so grief, I think, is growing in an understanding of who God is. And the more you understand that, the more He helps you, the easier it is to come to terms with your grief.
I also think that grief does not have a time limit. All grief is different. I know that if you're a caretaker of a mother or a husband, you grieve twice because you lost that person, but you also lost your place in life of helping and needing. And when somebody dies, you have no place to go.
Because your identity was somewhat connected with as the caregiver.
Right.
And so you lost that person, and you also kind of lost being needed by that person. So, yeah, I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah, and suicide, we have had several families that have lost children to suicide. And I've done a lot of research on it. And grief can last anywhere between 5 and 10 years if you lose a child.
To suicide or just in general? Just
to suicide.
Mm.
That changes everything in your life. There is no new normal. It changes the family tree in many, many ways.
So the one thing I've heard people say, and you've mentioned it even here just as we've been chatting, about the anger of someone leaving you and trying to kind of move people, you know, this person has died, whoever they are, you know, your husband, your child, whomever, and everybody else is just kind of going on about life, you know, and you're looking around, you're just like, well, wait a minute, you know, my life has just been turned upside down, but life's going on for everybody else, and that, you know, I mean, that could even be a source of anger, you know, and how long does it take for people to have a new normal? I mean, even though it will never be new normal. You know, I don't know, maybe that's not the right words, but you know, now, what I'm saying?
Like, no, I think new normal, we have a session called New Normal.
Okay.
And basically it is, if I can, the way I would describe it, and I'm talking about Marcy, the loss of Marcy.
Because life does go on, that's the thing.
And initially, there's a huge void when Marcy was gone. And so what am I going to do with that? And over time, what you find out is that you replace it with other things. But it's like a new shoe. You put it on, it doesn't fit, it hurts, I don't like it. But over time, it gets comfortable. And that's kind of how my grief journey was. And you fill it up with other things, but initially, you don't want to do that. Initially, people have problems getting out of bed. They want to go to work. They want to go out of the house. All those things do not promote growth.
And, I mean, I don't know, what was it like for both of you in terms of the time frame of when you actually felt like, I don't know, not normal, but able to go on, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
After a year and a half, I worked for an organization that helped the poor. And we picked up furniture. And I fell off the truck. I broke my shoulder and I broke my wrist. And the Lord had to put me on my back to look up. And that's when I really faced up to my grief. But somebody said something to me in that period that I pass on to anybody that's grieving, that you are a survivor for a reason. And your goal is to find out what that reason is, that the Lord has more work for you. And that, I think, is really important when you lose a spouse, that there is something more that the Lord wants you to do.
You have a really beautiful poem I'd like you to share with us, if you could get that out. Anne has a poem for us she wanted to share. So go ahead and share that with us.
I had my own notion of grief. I thought it was a sad time that followed the death of someone you love. And you had to push through it to get to the other side. But I'm learning there is no other side. There's no pushing through. but rather there's an absorption, an adjustment, and an acceptance. And grief is not something you complete, but rather you endure. Grief is not a task to finish and move on, but an element of yourself, an alteration of your being, a new way of seeing, a new definition of self.
So life does go on, but it is different, right?
Yes.
So for people listening maybe that might be considering getting involved in a program like Grief Share, what advice would you give to them if they've lost a loved one, or they know someone that's lost a loved one that might want to recommend this?
I think it's one of the best programs out there. Jim and I have taught another session, and I had told Jim that I would not do another one because I didn't feel like I could help people. But Grief Share just covers everything about grief, and it brings you back to God, and the scriptures are perfect that goes with the program. And you can sit one-on-one at the end and talk to somebody. There's also other help that you can help them with if this program is not for them or if they need two programs.
What about you, Jim?
I was just going to say that it's difficult to be positive after something like that. And so you have to kind of get out of that. You have to be positive. You have to be searching. And I'm not so sure that initially you're searching because you want things the way they were. Mm-hmm. They're never going to be like that, so you get stuck there. You can get stuck there. But as you grow through this and you find out different things and you're looking for God, He'll find you if you let Him. And He will give you the answers some way or another, and it's usually through other people or situations. And it's been my experience that if you look for God, He will discover you and He will make your life better.
So for more information, you can find out more information at griefshare.org, www.griefshare.org. My guests today have been Ann Moore and Jim Bozzelli, Grief Share facilitators. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.